Archer's Omnibus for the week 7 to 12 February 1999.
How does that look?
Lovely. I do like brilliant white. It's so...
brilliant?
Well, it feels like making a completely fresh start.
Right.
And these curtains look so much nicer now they're clean. It's a shame so many of the guests are heavy smokers.
Well, you can't smell anything now.
Very good of you and David to come over to help me sort things out.
First guest of the year. You want it to be just so. Get lots of nice compliments in your visitors book.
I'm just hoping we'll get a few more clients this year.
All of the holiday cottages have been feeling the pinch.
Yeah, such a wet summer.
I know.
There. Do you think they look all right?
They look great. I've always liked those curtains.
I was talking to Jenny about it only the other day. Her bookies were down too. Brian says it's due to the strong pound.
So lots of people are choosing to take holidays abroad.
Yes. They can get cheap deals and almost a guarantee of sunshine.
Of course, if Borchester Land get their leisure development off the ground, we could be getting a lot more holidaymakers in Ambridge.
Jenny told me the board are having a breakfast meeting to decide the matter later in the week.
Ah, very trendy.
I don't think Brian's looking forward to it. It may help the local economy, but frankly, this leisure complex idea sounds dreadful. But surely it would completely ruin what the guests come to the countryside for in the first place.
Well, let's look on the bright side. Maybe Brian will win the day, and we could have a wonderful summer this year.
So dependent on the weather in this business.
The weather, a strong pound, affects us all. Still, nobody said being a farmer makes for an easy life. Not even at the best of times.
No.
Still, there's one good thing. We had a quick look at that cow on our way over. She seems to have recovered all right.
Oh?
We'll give her a closer look to make certain when we've finished here.
Will you call Alistair in?
Hopefully we won't have to. She seems to have sorted herself out with the help of an antibiotic injection.
Good.
Anyway, we wouldn't drag Alistair out on a Sunday unless it was absolutely necessary. Let him enjoy having some leisure time.
Vets deserve their days off like everybody else. And he does seem to work extremely hard.
Things any easier with Daniel?
It'll all sort itself out in time. Phil's enjoying spending time with Pip and Josh.
Are you sure he doesn't find it too tiring?
No. I think the children energise him, if anything.
Lucky old Phil. They totally wear me out.
Of course, being a grandparent has definite advantages.
Yeah, I know. You get to hand the little angels back to their parents at the end of the day.
That's right.
All hyped up and excited.
Well, I hope we know better than that.
Well, there. That's that, Walden. What do you think?
Very professional.
Ambridge Painters at your service. Did you get a copy of the letter from the new GP?
Dr. Tim Hathaway. I'm told he's an ex-army man.
By way of an inner-city practice in Islington.
I wonder what he'll make of Ambridge. It's not exactly an inner-city practice.
He should be efficient, if nothing else.
I just hope he doesn't have us all lining up to attention in the waiting room.
Calls from the right, wait for it, sneeze.
Better start learning to salute.
I think Pip might like that.
Yes.
Oh, let's hope this doctor works out better than the last one.
Lovely dinner, Mum. Thanks.
Oh, home cooking beats the college canteen, I bet.
You'll soon have to put up with me all the time.
We don't have to put up with you, Helen.
I'm joking, Mum.
Well, we're just glad you managed to change that placement.
Yes, relieved is the word.
Mum.
Well, you've got to admit, Zimbabwe doesn't sound like the safest place to be at the moment.
We've been through this. I really don't think you need to worry. I wouldn't be going to any of those trouble spots, obviously. We had a briefing at college, and honestly, if you're careful and you know what you're doing, it's as safe as any developing country.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's not what I've heard.
It's perfectly all right, as long as you don't do anything stupid, and I wouldn't.
Well, I still don't like the sound of it.
It may never happen, Pat.
No. You might change your mind.
I'm already committed, Mum. I'm still going there. I've just swapped my placements, that's all.
Well, at least Aunt Vasta's place should fit in with your experience in Ireland last summer.
I don't know that cheese making's what I want to specialise in.
Well, you might find you like it.
Well, Helen's going to have to make her own decisions in the end, aren't you, love?
I should certainly hope so. What on earth happened to Tom?
Oh, he went to have a look at his porkers.
Again? I could hardly get a word out of him. Not that he exactly hung around for a lunchtime chat.
Well, he's all right.
I'm getting a bit fed up with him, to be honest. I can't believe he's still being moody with me.
I'm sure he's as glad to see you as we are.
You know what lads are like at his age? All hormones and acne.
Tom doesn't have acne.
Well, you know what I mean.
Just tread carefully with him.
I thought I was doing. I just don't know how much longer he expects to be treated differently from everybody else.
I know.
Anyway, I've got something that will cheer us up.
Oh, I could do with that, I must say. What is it, love?
My friend dropped off his designs for the Bridge Farm corporate identity yesterday afternoon.
Oh, right.
I didn't take long.
I said he'd have them ready for us this weekend.
Oh, very impressive.
They're in my room. I'll go and get them. See what you think.
Give us a hand with this cooker, Ruth.
Right. It's rather old-fashioned. I keep meaning to replace it.
Oh, I couldn't find a lighter one.
People seem to like it. Still works very well.
Oh, delighted to hear it.
Oh, I see what you mean about heavy.
Maybe that.
Oh!
And there.
David, look.
Mum?
Yes, dear?
Have you taken a peek behind this thing lately?
Oh, yuck.
When's the last time it was moved?
I can't honestly remember.
I think at some point something unnameable must have crawled in here and died.
Oh, don't.
I'll get it a good clean.
I think we'd better.
Perhaps Ruth could give the wall behind it a coat of emulsion.
With pleasure.
Pass the screwdriver over, Ruth, would you?
Right. There you go.
Tell Pip and Josh having a lovely time playing farms with the grandad.
He does enjoy it.
Yeah. Even Jet was getting into the act.
Have you two thought any more about Pip's birthday party?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, we're not having anything elaborate this year, that's for sure.
We'll just have a few of Pip's friends round.
Yeah. A few crisps and sandwiches.
And jelly and ice cream, of course.
I thought I'd get a book from the library and mug up a few conjuring tricks.
Conjuring tricks?
Yeah, I used to be rather a dab hand with card tricks when I was at school.
David?
What?
I don't want to be rude about your skills as an entertainer.
Well, don't be then.
And if all else fails, we can always watch Beauty and the Beast for the 400th time.
But hadn't Pip set her heart on having a rumpus room party?
Well, can't always have what you set your heart on, Mum.
Kids have got to learn that.
Yes, I know, but Phil and I would like to give it her as part of her birthday present.
Jill, really?
You shouldn't be spoiling her like that, Mum.
Grandparents are allowed to spoil grandchildren, haven't you heard? And it'll be our pleasure.
You know it's nearly £6 a child.
Sometimes I think you just have to go for it.
Mum, Ruth and I have thought it all through. And
so have we.
It's very kind of you, but we really can't...
Oh, please. We would enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Look, I really think we should go and take another look at that cow, don't you, David?
I'll meet you down there when I've finished sorting the cooker.
Right, I'll see you in a bit.
I thought you said the cow seemed all right.
It's always better to check. I'll come back and finish the painting later. So, there we go. The three best designs. Great visuals, eh?
Yeah, very impressive.
They are. Trevor knows what he's doing.
Well, I couldn't possibly make a choice.
They all look so good. Very professional.
They are professional, Mum.
I'm sure they are.
He's a final student, top of his year. And they reckon that college has one of the best graphic design departments in the country.
I could try some market research.
Oh, that's the next stage, certainly.
I'll show them to people around the village. Betty in the shop.
And Kate, she's working the shop as well, isn't she? She's quite trendy.
And there's Jennifer. She always has impeccable taste.
For the upmarket customer.
Quite. And I've got a meeting with the Underwoods buyer this week. I'll try them out on him.
Yeah. Why don't you show them to Tommy as well?
Of course I will. I can drag him away from his beloved porkers.
Oh, Helen, don't be like that.
I know he's missing John. Well, we all are, especially now. But he behaves like he's the only one who's got any feelings about it. Well, I miss him.
I know.
I'm trying to be understanding, Dad. I'm bending over backwards. I could just do with a bit of understanding in return, that's all. I don't think I'm getting much of that from Tom just now.
Where are you going?
It's all right, Mum. I just want a bit of fresh air.
Oh, I'll come with you.
A bit of space to myself.
Good idea.
I'll see you later.
The designs are great.
I know that, Mum. Thanks.
Oh, Tony.
So she really is okay now?
She seems fine. Thought I might as well get her back into the herd. Come on, girl.
Well, that's good news.
Unfortunately, we're not out of the woods yet.
How do you mean?
Take a look at this one over here.
Oh, no. She certainly looks as if she's off her feed.
Looking decidedly seedy, I'd say.
Yeah. Do you think we ought to call Alistair?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I can't just let it go.
No, I'm not suggesting that. The other one got better, didn't she?
Yeah.
Look at her now. You'd never think there'd been anything wrong with her.
Well, I suppose we could just try the same thing.
I think we should.
There's no point spending out if we don't have to.
We're trying to economise everywhere else, aren't we? Buying the children's clothes from the charity shop. Your car's up for sale. I'm even having to spend more time cooking. Oh, I hate it. But it's what we've agreed.
Well, I appreciate how hard you're trying, love.
Thanks. And at least your dad's starting to make approving noises from time to time.
Well, we'll just have to stick it out for as long as we have this TB problem. Life will get back to normal eventually.
No, oh, I hope so.
Yeah, the thing is, I know the other one has recovered, but if this is something that could affect the rest of the herd, we're going to be in even worse trouble.
Look, tell you what. Why don't we put her on her own and have a look at her first thing in the morning? If she's still poorly, then we'll call Alistair straight away. All right?
Well, suppose we could leave it one night.
I'm only trying to stick with what we agreed.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it never seems to stop, does it?
Not at the moment.
And as for your mum...
That was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I didn't know what to say to her. One minute they're on us to save money, then when we do, they make us feel like skinflints.
Well, she didn't mean to do that.
I just can't seem to get it right.
Ugh, feel the same.
I know you do. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on at you.
No.
Look, I'll just calm down a bit and then I'll go back and finish the painting.
Yeah, all right. Do you want me to give you a hand?
No need. You've done your bit fixing that horrible old cooker. What a great way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah. Well, come on then.
I'm sure this one will be all right.
Yeah, it'll probably clear up like the other one.
We will get through this, won't we, David?
Oh, I hope so, Ruth. I really do.
Thank you for bringing the armchair, Jack.
Oh, think nothing of it. I heard Hayley was looking for furniture, and we've got more old bits and bobs up at the lodge that we know what to do with.
I've tried it. It's very comfy.
Now, I think Peggy and I bought it when we were first married.
It's much nicer than the one that was in the flat already.
Tell Hayley it's a flat-warming present from Peggy and me.
I do hope she's going to be happy here.
Of course she will. And you'll feel a lot safer with someone else in the house.
Yes, I will. Her family are charming, aren't they?
Oh, yes, yeah, salt of the earth.
Mr. Jordan's putting up some shelves for her.
Yes, I can hear him.
And do you know, he even insisted on mending the light fitting in my bathroom while he's about it.
You can see where Hayley gets her good nature from.
And her brother brought over all her stereo equipment. And of course, Roy's been very helpful.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Even Kate's been round with the baby.
Oh.
She was saying something about having some sort of ceremony to bless Hayley's new home.
You know, it surprises me to hear myself saying it, but I quite like some of this new age stuff Kate keeps going on about. I won't forget her winter solstice thing in a hurry.
Young people should have something to believe in. Strictly C of E myself, of course.
I grew very fond of Hayley when she and John were my tenants at April Cottage, and they looked after it beautifully.
Yeah, I imagine that was mainly Hayley's doing.
You know, Marjorie, I can't believe it's almost a year since John died.
Even now, I can't quite bring myself to believe it happened.
I know what you mean. I don't think Peggy will ever get over losing her grandson like that.
Well, that's half the log stack, Mrs. Hayley. Oh. Where do you want the rest put?
Oh, Mike. No. Now, let me think.
Maybe they could go at the side of the garden shed there.
Oh, yes, Neil. Thank you. That's a very good suggestion.
Well, we'll sort that for you, then.
Why don't the two of you take a break for a minute? I'll bring you some tea.
Oh, sir. That's very kind.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get back to Grey Gables. Our new keeper started today.
Oh, George's successor.
Must see how he's getting on. Just let me know the moment there's anything else I can do to help.
Thank you, I will.
We want Hayley to feel at home, don't we? Bye, Mike. Bye, Neil.
Bye, Mr. Woolley.
Now then, you two. I'll go and brew a fresh pot. That kettle seems to have been on the go all morning. And while I'm at it, I'll fetch my checkbook.
Checkbook?
It's all right if I pay you by cheque, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, of course. That'll be fine, Mrs. A.
Well, I'll go and make the tea, then. And I'll write you a cheque straight away. Biscuits?
Oh, it'll be lovely.
Write you a cheque straight away, Mike? Why don't you write me one while you're about it, eh?
When have I had a minute to go down the bank with all these cheques I'm getting? I'll pay you as soon as I can, honest.
I did almost all the cutting, you know.
Yeah, I know.
On me own.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a miserable job.
Well, Debbie wanted to get as much ploughing done as possible.
She what?
Well, the weather were right.
You were up at Home Farm?
Well, yeah.
Tractor work?
Yeah.
But when I asked Brian whether there was anything going...
Yeah, we know, you said.
He told me no.
Okay, I'll hold her.
That's right.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, I must say, Ruth, I don't like the look of that inflammation. You've been poorly since yesterday, you say?
Yeah.
Well, why on earth didn't you call me out then?
Well...
We didn't want to disturb you on a Sunday. Huh.
To be honest, we were hoping it wasn't that serious. Do you think maybe it's toxemia?
Could well be. Let's have a closer look. There now. Our temperature's near enough normal, nothing too worrying there.
Well, that's something anyway.
The other cow recovered pretty quickly.
Yeah, she was fine after a shot of antibiotic. But with this old girl being a bit worse, we were wondering if it's something that could affect the rest of the herd.
Well, if it's what I think it is, it could do.
Oh, no.
How often do you put fresh straw down in here?
We bed down every day.
Yeah, but how often do you clean the old straw out?
I think I can see what you're getting at.
You think we haven't been cleaning out the soil bedding often enough?
Are you trying to economise on straw?
We have been trying to conserve stocks.
Well, particularly with all the extra animals we've got at the moment.
Yeah, I do understand. No things are difficult. Can't be much fun, what with the TB and the downturn in farming. Don't know how you all manage.
Well, if you must know, that's why we delayed calling you out. We hope the problem would go away on its own, I suppose.
Look, I'll give this old lady an antibiotic. Should sort her out. But I'll have to take samples from her teeth for bacteriological typing.
Yeah, of course.
It might be difficult to stop it spreading. Things are still a bit crowded.
I think the infection may be getting into the udders when they're open, just after milking.
When they lie down on the straw. Yeah.
And you realise, of course, there's a risk, even if you change the bedding regularly.
Yeah.
A complete change of bedding straw, no less than once a month. I'd recommend more frequently than that if you can. Say, every 3 weeks?
Yes, you're right, I know.
You do realise how serious this could become if we don't nip it in the bud?
We know what you're saying, don't we, David?
We certainly do.
You're talking environmental mastitis.
I have to say it's a distinct possibility.
I can see that coming.
And we all know how serious that can be.
Not to say fatal.
Afternoon, George.
Oh, afternoon, Mr. Woolley.
How's it going?
Well, I think we're going to have a go at those rooks.
Oh, if you say so, George.
Blooming nuisance they are.
I was hoping to have a word with Carl.
Oh, him.
Where is he?
Gone to have a look at the other pens.
Ah. How's he getting on?
Well, I'd rather not comment at the moment.
Oh, you don't have to be coy, George. If there's any real problem, I shall need to know. I'd value your opinion.
Well... He was up bright and early this morning.
Ah, he's very keen.
Oh, I'll say that for him.
Well, that was perfectly clear at his interview.
A bit too keen, if you ask me.
You're not impressed.
Well, it's no good pretending I am, Mr. Woolley.
You can't have made up your mind about him in the morning.
Well, normally, I would agree with you. But you know what? In this case, I think I have.
Oh, I think we should give him time, George.
Time? I've only got a few weeks to see him straight.
Well, you mustn't let the fact that he's a bit over-eager bother you. I like my staff to be keen.
Well, he keeps standing over me.
Standing over you?
Aye, when I'm working.
Oh, perhaps he thinks he can learn something from you.
He thinks nothing of the kind. He thinks he knows it all already.
Oh, does he?
He keeps trying to tell me how to do my job. At my age.
Oh, as I say, the confidence of the young.
If I don't know how to repair a release pen by now...
Of course you do.
Well, for good mind, I'd chuck it in right now.
Oh, please don't do that, George.
Well, I mean, what's the point? If I can't do a simple job like that, I might just as well leave him to it.
Be patient with him, George. I'm sure he'll turn out very well. But if I'm wrong, I'll need you to tell me.
Well...
After all, everybody knows you're the best. I'm only taking on Carl at all because you want to retire. No. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here.
Now, don't get all agitated, Mr. Woolley. I said I'd give you a handover period, and that's what I'll do.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
But God knows what it's going to be like a Thursday.
Thursday?
Well, we're foxing.
Oh, yes.
I tried to give him a few tips on man management just now.
Oh, sure he found them helpful.
Did he, Jack? He just turned on his heel and walked away.
I wish I knew where I was going wrong, Mike.
Just the luck of the draw, that's all.
I mean, I can do land work. I'm reliable. I work hard.
All of that, Neil, yeah.
And I'm plenty of tractor work at home farm. Plowing, drilling, you name it, all sorts. Brian's never had any complaint, has he?
No, of course not.
But don't get me wrong, it's not that I mind you getting the work.
Oh, no, doesn't sound like it.
You'd think he'd just spread it around a bit, that's all.
Well, he don't care, does he? As long as the work gets done.
I suppose so. You'd think Debbie had put in a word for me instead of stringing me along like she did last week.
Neil.
Yeah?
Just don't keep going on about it, all right?
All right. I'd just like to know, that's all.
Neil?
All right.
Look, there's something I've got to tell you.
I don't think I'm going to like this.
I've been offered some more.
You've been offered some more what?
Some more tractor work, yeah?
Oh, I don't believe this. You get all the blooming luck, don't you?
Didn't know how I was going to tell you.
Oh, not surprised. At home farm, is it?
Yeah.
I don't blooming
Neil,
believe it.
I couldn't very well say no, could I?
No, I suppose not.
So, you'll have to collect the pickup in the morning. Carry on with the loading.
And the delivering.
Right.
I want paying, Mike.
Oh, no, you do.
I haven't sent a penny for any of this lot. I'm really worried. I mean, Susan doesn't know for sure if this new doctor will want her to work for him at the surgery. I mean, it looks all right, but we can't know for certain. Can't take anyone's word these days, can you?
Yeah, well, I know times is hard.
They are, Mike. Blooming hard.
Don't worry, I'll play fair by you, Neil.
Yeah, yeah, I know you will.
You'll get it by the end of the week.
It's got to be before the weekend.
Well, it will be. I promise.
I tell you what, though.
Yeah?
All this points up one thing.
What's that?
Sometimes economies can turn out to be rather expensive.
Ah, well, that's a difficult balance to strike.
It certainly is. We won't make that mistake again.
Just do something about that bedded area as soon as possible.
We will, don't we?
You bet. Give our love to Shula.
I will. She's having a day's hunting with Caroline.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah, she reckons it's good preparation for her Stage 3 riding instructor's exam.
Uh-huh. I guess we'll have to take her word for that.
Anyway, I better go. I'm off to pick Daniel up now. He's been over in Pennyhassett with Bunty and Reg.
Has Daniel got used to having you around all the time yet?
Let's say we're still in a period of adjustment.
Right.
You'll get there. Don't worry.
Hope so.
Don't be surprised if he gets an invitation to the Rumpus Room in a day or two.
Pip's party.
Well, that place in the pub near Hollerton?
Yeah.
That's a bit expensive for a party, isn't it?
Well, Dad and Mum are insisting on treating her.
Pip's been working on them.
Oh, it's a hellhole, that place. I'll try and make an excuse to be away that day. See you then.
Yeah, see you, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, bye.
Bye.
Are you going to tell Dad, or shall I?
I think maybe you'd better.
Yeah, all right.
OK. And first thing tomorrow morning, Bert and I'll move the animals out and clear the bedding area completely.
Right. I think we've both had enough of false economies.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear William. Happy birthday to you.
Go on, Eddie.
This is from us.
Oh, right, thanks.
Well, ain't you going to open it, then?
Oh, yeah, right, of course I am.
It's from your granddad, too, and Edward.
He's helping granddad with the milking.
Don't you forget to say thank you to him before you get to school.
Oh, no, I won't. Yeah, cool. Hey, Mum, it was great.
Sorry, it couldn't be a surprise, Luke.
Well, better to get the right one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect fit, too.
You sure that's the one you wanted?
I've left the tag in. We can still change it.
Oh, no, it's great.
Well, turn round. Let me see it from the back.
What do you think?
Oh, looks good, doesn't it, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
It's really warm and all. Brilliant, thanks.
Don't you look grown up?
Hey, put on a white T-shirt with that jacket and you'll be a dead ringer for James Dean.
James who?
James Dean, you know. Rebel Without a Cause and all that.
No.
East of Eden.
Where's that?
Oh, never mind.
Hey, you got a lot of cards this year.
Well, you're only 16 once.
Yep, I'm legally an adult now.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
I'll put him up here on the dresser for you. Look, Eddie, there's a picture of a wild pheasant from George Bulford. Debbie Aldridge sent him one with a guitar on it.
Don't play the guitar.
Oh, shut up. And Edward painted this cow himself.
Yeah, you can tell.
It's the thought that counts. This one's from Roy Tucker. It's a daft one with a joke on it, though I can't say as I see it myself.
I think it's meant to be rude. No, it's a good one, actually. It all starts when the penguin...
It's all right, Eddie. I think I get it now.
Mum.
And this one came with the post this morning, William. I think I know who it's from.
Yeah, well, considering it says Grey Gables on the envelope.
Caroline. There's a picture of a dirt biker on the front. Have a great birthday and look inside. Oh, no, that's...
What is it, William?
That's fantastic.
What is it?
It's a check. Look, Caroline's put this check in.
Dear William, this is for that dirt bike you wanted.
How much is it?
Look there.
Blimey.
William, that's ever such a lot of money.
I could get that dirt bike now. Brilliant.
Caroline's a very generous godmother.
Yeah, well, she can afford it, can't she?
It's still terribly kind of her to think of it.
That's so fantastic. I can't believe it.
Somebody outside. Oh, who's that, William? One of your girlfriends?
A chance will be a fine thing. Sounds like
Hayley.
Hayley. Come on in out the cold.
Come on in. Have a cuppa.
Yeah, I think I will, Tom.
Right, here you go.
Just put my card round for William.
Oh, thanks, Hayley.
Oh, they've been so busy over the last few days. I've got to post it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, it's today you're moving in, isn't it?
A big day, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. There's a few quid in there as well, William. You can buy yourself some, thank you.
Oh, hey, you didn't have to do that. You must have had so many expenses with moving and all that.
It hasn't been too bad, really. My family rallied round. My brother bought some of my stuff over from Birmingham yesterday. He's bringing the rest today. Roy's helped me move some of the heavy stuff.
That's nice of him.
Did you know that Pat gave me John's old chest of drawers?
Yes, she said she had. Don't it seem a bit strange, having it there?
Honestly, Clary, I could hardly believe it. It was just really kind. It's difficult to explain, but somehow makes it seem as if John's still a part of my life, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I suppose I do.
And to cap it all, Mr. Woolley comes round with an old chair. It's so comfortable. Mind you, he called it an old chair, but I reckon it's newer than most of the stuff we have at home.
You seem like one up your lady to me.
Oh, honestly, Eddie, I can't tell you how much I am really looking forward to having a place of my own again.
Well, can I imagine?
And you, young man, don't you look handsome in your new leather jacket?
Well, Mum and Dad.
And Grandad.
Oh, and Grandad and Edward gave it to me. Oh, but look at this, Caroline sent me a cheque.
Goodness, that's a lot of money. Now you can buy that dirt bike. Oh, that's nice.
Nice? It's great, it's fantastic.
Well, now you've got the jacket and you'll be getting the bike to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, isn't it?
David?
Hi, Dad.
Is that the last of it?
Certainly is. Ruth and Bert got all the old bedding out, put the new stuff in. I'm just getting rid of the final load.
Oh, well, I'm glad you followed Alistair's instructions.
We followed his advice, Dad, not his instructions.
Oh, well, if you say so. Actually, it's quite surprising how quickly it all builds up.
Well, we've got it under control now.
Yes, oh, I see. I think you've done a splendid job.
It was Ruth and Bert, really.
Well, I'll tell them how pleased I am when I see them. Anyway, that wasn't really the reason why I came over. Someone telephoned about half an hour ago. He'd seen your advert in last week's Echo.
Well, I hope he's a serious buyer this time. I've had a couple of time wasters around.
Yes, I know. Well, he did seem genuinely interested in your car. Huh. He said he had one or two questions and he wanted to know when he could come and have a look at it.
All right. What did you tell him?
Well, I told him you'd ring him back.
All right.
I've left the number by the phone.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Oh, and while I think about it, your mother says she's booked that rumpus room place for Pip's party.
Oh, right. You know, it's very kind of you,
but... Oh, no, think nothing of it. It'll be nice to have something to take our mind off the problems here.
We should get the lab results on the reactors any day now.
Mm. But it's such a long wait. Seems ages since they did the tests.
It wasn't that long before Christmas.
David...
Yep?
I do want to say how much your mother and I appreciate the efforts you and Ruth are making.
Oh, we've all got to pull together, Dad.
Selling your precious four-wheel drive. I know how much that car means to you.
It'll be a wrench, I can't deny it.
Well, you're very keen on it, I know.
Drives like a dream, especially off-road.
Well, I just wanted you to know we're very...
No, it's all right, Dad. Look at it this way. When things get better, I can always buy another.
Oh, no, he would be. Morning, Mr. Aldridge.
I'm glad I bumped into you.
Oh, str-
Well, not so sure. That smells ripe old stuff.
Best quality FYM, that is. Have a look.
No, I'll take your word for it, Eddie.
Fancy a load?
Well, that's very kind of you, but...
I do ask for a nominal payment.
I bet you do. Hey, what on earth are you doing charging around the lanes with that stuff? Because correct me if I'm wrong, I thought you were supposed to be doing that hedging work for me.
Well, yes, I was just going to explain,
well,
you see.
Well, this better be good.
No, the hydraulic pump comes out.
Well, that really isn't my problem, Eddie. Fix it.
Yeah, well, trouble is, Mr. Aldridge, I couldn't get hold of the replacement part straight away, you see. Bloke in Borchester's had to order one specially.
Tidy hedges I want, not excuses, Eddie.
I'm only explaining.
Do you want the work or don't you?
I want it, all right.
I'm sure it pays far better than flogging manure around the village.
I suppose it does, yeah.
Look, it's no skin off my nose either way, but if you want me to pass the job on to someone else...
No, don't do that, Mr. Aldridge.
It's entirely up to you, but I want that hedging finished soon.
Oh, the part will probably be in by now.
Thought it might be. So that's settled then.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Aldridge.
Good. Oh, by the way, Debbie tells me it's your son's birthday today.
Oh, William, yeah, that's right, he's 16.
Well, they certainly grow up fast.
Oh, don't they, Josh?
Give him my best wishes.
I will, thanks. Bye, Mr. Aldridge.
Pass us the teapot and I'll give it a dry.
I usually leave it to drain.
Oh.
You know, I dropped it the other day. It was my eyes, now I'm getting quite clumsy. Here you are.
Cheers.
I did enjoy meeting your family yesterday.
Everyone says they take after me, Dad.
I think he must have checked every light fitting in the house. He even mended the heated tower rail in the bathroom. It hasn't worked for ages.
Reckons himself to be a bit of a handyman, does our Dad? I don't know what a DIY man's version of green fingers would be. Brown thumbs, probably, anyway. He's got them.
He certainly has. And I must say, I was most impressed by your brother. What a nice young man.
You know why I was so keen to help me move in, don't you?
Brotherly love?
Oh, no. Just he can't wait to get his Man United posters back in my old bedroom.
Oh, dear. I don't know what it is about footballers, and I certainly don't want to find out.
Apart from their nice legs, obviously.
I do hope your family feel they can come round and see you at any time.
Oh, no, I hope they don't.
Oh, really?
Don't get me wrong. I really love them. They're brilliant. But I love them even better in small doses, if you know what I mean.
Well, of course you're a grown woman. You want to live your life in your own way.
You said it, Mrs. Eight. That was a smashing tea you put on for us, though.
Really, it was nothing special.
Oh, that marble Madeira cake to die for. You've got to give me the recipe.
Well, of course I know. With pleasure. It's terribly simple.
Thank you.
Oh, Hayley, I do hope you're going to be happy here.
Oh, no, I will. I always like the look of that little flat, the feeling of it.
I've had some very good tenants over the years.
It was John that went that keen.
Oh, sorry, my dear.
It's all right.
But I didn't mean to...
Honestly, I never mind talking about John. Some people seem to think I ought to, but I don't.
I think you're very brave.
That's daft, that is.
Is it?
Well, what's brave about it? He was a lovely bloke, and I miss him. A lot. That's all there is to it. Can't change anything.
They're never far away from you, though, are they? Well, yeah. That's the washing up done.
Yep.
Ah, everything's tidy. Would you care for a cup of tea?
You know, I think I would.
We didn't finish the cake yesterday, you know, if you'd like to get the pin done.
Now you're talking. I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
If you wouldn't mind. You're in charge now, you know.
Hello, Matt. It's Brian Aldridge. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, Jenny's fine. Yeah, we're all fine, yeah. Oh, that's kind of you to ask. Matt. I just wanted to talk to you about the breakfast meeting tomorrow, particularly with regard to the leisure complex proposal. That whole thing, yeah. Now, I've just drafted the remarks I wanted to make on the subject. No, I don't think I want to go through them with you now. No, I just wanted to make sure you paid particular attention to my objections tomorrow. I'm sure you will. Now, there's just one other matter I'd like to bring to your attention, Matt. Well, I think you might have a very good idea what it is. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Early in this conversation, you were good enough to ask after my daughter. I said she was fine. I'm afraid that's not quite true. No. Debbie's very upset, as a matter of fact, and I think you know why. Oh, I think you do. Strikes me that perhaps the board wouldn't be particularly impressed if Debbie brought a complaint against you. Believe me, I'm trying very hard to persuade her otherwise. Oh, come on, there's no need to take that attitude. The charge? Well... What's the fashionable expression? Sexual harassment? Is that how people describe it nowadays? No, I don't want the bad publicity either. No, none of this would exactly enhance the image of Borchester Land, would it? Right then, and I'll leave it with you. Think it over, and I'll see you tomorrow. Breakfast meetings are an excellent idea, don't you think? No need to waste a whole morning. Yes. Bye, Matt. Gotcha.
Eddie! I've got to talk to you, Eddie.
Hang on, love. Let's get this cluster up. Right. There you go, girl. Right then, Clary, love. What's the matter?
I just had a phone call from the school.
Oh, Ick.
They're worried about William.
William's doing all right.
Oh, well, of course you'd say bunking off school's all right, wouldn't you?
Clary.
Just because you used to do
it. Calm down, love. I didn't say that.
No, you better hadn't either.
I just think a day here and there.
It's more than a day here and there, Eddie. They said this half term he's been away more than he's been there. Now, I knew he were getting behind with his homework because he's been helping George, but I thought I'd sorted all that out last week.
Don't get all upset,
Clary. It's his GCSE year. He's got to understand it's the only chance he'll get. We've got to have a serious talk with him, Eddie.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to have the time today.
You find the time. This is important.
I've got a heck of a day on.
Do you think I ain't? Do you think I ever ain't?
I've got to finish milking. That's another hour. Then I've got to get them parts for the edge cutter, mend the blooming pump,
Eddie.
Get a few hours of edging work. You know, Mr. Aldridge will give the job to someone else. Then I've got to come back here and do some more milking.
Oh, looks like I'm going to have to talk to his teacher on my own then and be late at the dairy.
Well, I'd go myself if I could, Clary.
Just hope I'll find William at school when I get there.
Hello!
Oh, no, that's all I blooming need. Morning, Sid.
Morning, Eddie. Morning, Clary.
Oh, you try talking to him, Sid. I can't get no sense out of him this morning. Oh, like your tracksuit.
Thank you, Clary.
Makes you look very trim now you've lost some weight.
Yes, you could say. Your fitness regime is beginning to bear fruit.
Right, Eddie, I'm off. And I'll tell that teacher that as soon as William's home from school, or rather, pretending to be, we're going to talk to him. And I mean we.
You're better at it than I am.
You're his father. Try to teach him to have a sense of responsibility. I knew you had one yourself. Bye, Sid.
Yeah. Ta-da, Clary. That's putting you in your place.
Oh, you know what the fuss is about. Couple of days bunking off school, never did me any harm.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Sid.
Look, Eddie, you know how things are. A young bloke can't just walk into a job nowadays, especially not without any qualifications. Hey, don't you ever read a newspaper?
Where do I get time to read a newspaper?
You've got a good woman there, Eddie.
I don't need you to tell me that. Thank you very much, Sidney Burke.
So, you should listen to what she says sometimes.
Well, thanks for the advice.
It's all free.
So, what brings you jogging over our way?
Dung.
Beg your pardon?
That manure you sold me.
You haven't paid me for it yet.
And I'm not going to.
What? I delivered it last week.
Yeah, that's right, Eddie. Last week. Kathy and I have woken up every morning with the smell of it wafting through our...
Oh? What's your problem?
To say nothing of the fact that every time we get on Kathy's workout machine, we inhale even bigger lungfuls of the stuff.
Sid, you ordered manure. We agreed the price. I delivered manure. I don't know what you're complaining about.
But we wanted it in the garden, not a car park.
Best manure you'll find anywhere in Ambridge, that is.
No, I don't doubt it'll do me roses. They're powder good if they ever get the benefit of it. But it's not going to do us much good under our bedroom window getting up our nostrils.
Well, my problem, mate. Now, if you just pay me my money, I'll get on with the milking.
Are you... Can whistle for your money. I'm not paying you a penny.
You can't cheat me like that.
Ho-ho, can't I? If you don't like it, you can take your manure away.
Oh, wait
a
minute.
Or you can move it into the garden, which is where it should have been in the first place, and then you can have your money.
Oh, I haven't got half a day to shovel stuff in the bowl. Look, if I don't get to work on Brian Aldridge's edges, I'll lose the contract.
Eddie, I want that manure moved. Until it is, you don't get paid, and you are barred from the bowl.
Well, shit.
That's the deal.
Oh, I suppose I always get Neil to shift it for me. He's desperate for whatever he can get these days.
No, I don't care how you do it, Eddie. Just do it.
I just couldn't think what Tommy would like. So in the end, I thought if we give him a gift token, then he can choose something he really wants. He's being very difficult at the moment. Well, it's such an awkward age.
He misses John.
Well, with his birthday being on the same day as John's death.
Exactly.
It's been nice for you to have Helen home for half term.
Oh, it would be, but she and Tommy are barely speaking to each other at the moment.
It'll soon sort itself out, Pat. Well, I'll go ahead with the gift token idea then.
Oh, but before you go, do me a favour, will you?
Oh, what's that?
Have a look at these.
Oh, Brit Farm Organic Foods.
They're the new labels Helen's had designed.
Oh.
I've been testing them out on various people. The Underwoods buyer, Betty, and your Kate in the shop and so on. And there's one that comes out as clear favourite.
And I've got to guess which one that is.
Don't guess. Just pick the one you like best.
Oh, right. Let me see. Oh, right, that one.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi. I've put the yoghurts in the car and I've paid Helen for them and for last week's ice cream.
Oh, thanks, Cathy.
By the way, Sid asked me to confirm the booking for the function room for Tommy's birthday on the 25th.
Oh, right.
Oh, what's all this then?
Well, it's the label designs that Helen's done.
Well, she didn't exactly design them.
Can I have a look? Oh, yes, I see. They're very good.
Choose one.
Okay. I can see that one staring at me from the supermarket shelves.
Yeah, but would you pick it up and buy it?
Yeah, I think I would.
So, if you had to choose one...
Oh, that'd be it, no question.
Oh, it's interesting. It's the one I chose.
It's the one nearly everybody chose.
It's so obvious.
Do you want to know who didn't?
Come on.
I'll give you three guesses.
Kate.
Got it in one.
Well, I bet she went for that ultra-modern one there.
Right again.
I suppose I ought to name my own daughter by now. Well, I better be getting back, Pat. Brian will be home from his breakfast board meeting.
Breakfast?
Well, yes, apparently they're all the rage these days. But he might have some good news, so I want to be there to hear it.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Aldridge.
Hello, Clary. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye, Jennifer.
Oh, Pat, I'm ever so sorry I'm late. Only I had to go down to school again. William's been bunking off, I'm afraid.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, again.
Well, at least the school's on the case.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mind you, Eddie ain't much help. Just shrugs his shoulders and says boys will be boys.
Well, that's all right, Clary, don't worry about it.
Saw your Sid this morning, Cathy. Looks ever so fit.
Oh, he'd be the first to agree with you. You should see him running round with Jamie now.
Oh, kids is fun at that age, eh? Pity they turn into teenagers.
I just hope he doesn't tire him out.
Oh, well, suppose I better be getting to work.
Hey, before you go, why don't we try these out on Clary, Pat?
Good idea.
Try what out on me?
Just some label designs. Here.
Oh, let's have a look then. Bridge Farm Organic Foods.
It's our new corporate image, remember? You saw the sketches.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, just tell us which one you like.
I like that one.
Are you sure?
Definitely.
There we are, then.
Did I get it right?
No, it's not a question of getting it
no,
right.
No, it's a question of preference.
Oh, right.
And that's the one you prefer?
That's the one. Hey, one thing, though.
Yeah?
What's a corporate image?
First thing, I made sure I was sitting directly opposite Matt.
Oh, darling.
No, it was delicious.
Oh, harder the word I'd have used.
It was, not he was. And, of course, all through the meeting he was avoiding my eye.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And I had total control. He didn't bring up a single one of those legal loopholes you've been banging on about.
Well, did he have much to say, then?
Well, as you can imagine, very little indeed.
Oh, I see.
I was dead right, you know, making that phone call.
So? Go on.
Well, I stood up and I made my objections to the leisure development as clear as I could. You know, environmental considerations, local hostility, above all, the lack of financial viability.
Oh, that's what really counts, of course.
Well, this is very important to all of us in Ambridge. You don't want a blooming great leisure complex parked on their doorsteps.
Which means practically everybody.
Quite. And you know, Jenny, I didn't have to bring Debbie into it for a moment.
Well, I should hope not.
It was Matt's guilty conscience working in my favour.
I just wish you weren't enjoying it quite so much.
Oh, darling, come on. I'm sorry, but I've been longing for this. And I hope you don't think I've been exploiting Debbie in any way.
Perish the thought.
Anyway, thank goodness the leisure complex idea is dead in the water.
And what happens now?
We're considering a whole portfolio of new ideas. Oh. And they're quite interested in genetically modified crops. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was able to say we've already made a start there.
Sid, why don't you close that window?
I'm just getting some fresh air while I exercise.
Fresh? It's hardly fresh.
No. Well, I spoke to Eddie a couple of hours ago. I don't think we'll have to put up with it much longer.
We'd better not.
I'm determined not to let Eddie Grundy's lack of organisation get in the way of my exercise routine.
Well, it's not just the smell, it's cold.
No. Bracing's the word.
Oh, no. It's too much. I'm closing the window.
All right.
Sid?
Yes, love.
That is supposed to be my machine, you know.
Yeah, don't worry. Won't be long.
And that mirror.
What about it?
Do we have to have it there?
Yeah, of course. That's a general idea, Cathy.
What idea?
It helps me to keep an eye on my posture.
Oh, is that what it does?
Why, what's wrong?
Well, you
It's just that when I have a go, I can see every wobbly bit on my body wobble.
You'll soon lose your wobbly bits.
Not all of them, I hope.
No, you know what I mean.
It's just that it's not very encouraging.
Well, I must say, I'm most encouraged.
Yes, I know you are.
Oh, I should have started all this years ago. I feel so much younger.
I know. I think I've got the message.
William, in here.
I'm just going up to my room.
You tell him, Eddie.
William, come here at once. I've got homework to do.
Homework? You've got a blooming cheek.
What is it with you two? You always wanted me to do my homework, so now I'm going to do it and you're going to tell me off for it. I wish you'd make up your mind.
Nice try, William. That were almost convincing. Trouble is, I've been up your school.
Oh.
You may well say, oh. You weren't even there. I were humiliated in front of Mr. Bowden.
That's right, William.
And he says he ain't seen you for a bit.
You've been out with that new keeper. What's his name? Carl Swift, haven't you? Well, what's it to you if I have?
Oh, William.
I want to spend my time outside, not stuck indoors.
But, William!
I don't have to go to school, you know. Oh. I'm 16 now, in case you hadn't noticed.
Oh, he noticed all right, lad. We spent a lot of money on a leather jacket for you, or have you forgotten that?
Well, no, I ain't forgotten. I'm grateful, Mum, I really am. But I hate it at that poxy school. It's so stupid. It's so boring, it's pointless.
Your teacher says if you carry on like this, you'll fail all your GCSEs. Oh,
so what? I don't care.
Listen, you're going to need some sort of qualifications.
I don't know why you're going on about it. It's not as if you passed any exams.
Look, William, it's not like it was when I was your age.
That's right, Eddie.
You can't just rely on a job for a life on a farm anymore. You know how we're struggling just to keep this place going, eh? Just to survive. What happens if we don't make it and don't have the farm to pass on to you? It could happen, you know. What would you do then?
I don't want to be a farmer, I want to be a keeper.
Oh, just as easy as that, is it?
Well, Carl says I've got a natural talent for it, so does Mr. Barford.
Just having talent ain't enough anymore, William.
Oh, how would you know? You don't know what it's like to be young these days. I don't care what you say, I hate school. You can't make me go anymore, so don't think you can. I've made up my mind and that's it.
Mr. Woolley.
Oh.
Mr. Woolley, I want a word with you.
All right then, George, what is it?
It's that new keeper.
Had a feeling it might be.
Carl, whatever his name is.
I think you know his name, George.
Ah, oh, well, happen I do.
Go on then.
Happen I wish I didn't.
What's the problem this time?
We were discussing the groups for the foxing, right?
Oh, one group to go into the wood, another outside it with the guns.
I just tried to give him a bit of advice about who'd be best doing what job, and he just wasn't interested.
You see,
I know he's the new man, and when I'm gone, he'll do it his way. But if he isn't going to listen to my advice, then there's no point in my being here.
I wouldn't say that.
He treats me like I'm some kid he's training up. And in case you hadn't noticed, Mr. Woolley, my name is not William Grundy.
No, I know that, George. Mind you, I'm impressed by the way you're bringing young William along.
Eh?
He's quite a likely lad when you consider who his father is.
Oh, he's a likely lad, all right. The trouble is he hasn't always been telling me the truth.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Making out he's got the day off school when he hasn't. His poor mother's been going out of her mind with worry.
Oh, no. We can't have any of that, George. We can't encourage truanting.
Clary was on the phone to me only last evening. The school's been getting on to her about William.
No. But, you know, I read somewhere that the government's going to start fining parents when their children skive off school.
Oh, well, it could come to that. And where would the Grundys be then?
Quite.
Well, I said to her to tell young William he's not to come out with me or anybody else unless I'm 100% sure he's up to date with his schoolwork.
Oh, that's very responsible of you, George. It's a difficult balance to strike, isn't it? You don't want to discourage the lad. On the other hand,
he's got to realise keepering's not a job you can just walk into anymore.
Ah.
You've got to have the proper qualifications nowadays.
Carl's qualifications are impeccable.
On the other hand, as we both know, Mr. Woolley, pieces of paper aren't everything.
Well, let's just see how he conducts himself on the foxing.
Well, he's not got off to a very good start.
We've got a perfect day for it, George. Good clear weather, nice and dry underfoot. We'll see how the day goes. I'll have a word with you about it later.
Well, I've had my say, Mr. Woolley.
You certainly have.
Right you are, then.
Right you are, then, George.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you to it, or I'll be late for the foxing.
Ready for a few hours' sport?
You know it's not really like that, Helen. It's just a means of pest control.
Ooh, they say that about the hunt.
Well, in this case, it's true.
Yeah, I agree.
Uh-huh.
Well, have a good time anyway, Dad.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good day out.
As long as you've got someone in charge who knows what they're doing.
Well, this new keeper that Jack has got is supposed to be hot as mustard.
That's not what George thinks.
Well, I suppose that's understandable. He probably just feels a little bit threatened.
Well, I can't think why. He's practically retired.
Well, I'll be able to judge for myself soon. Why don't you come along, Helen?
No, thanks. I'd better stay and sort out these designs with Mum.
Oh, yes, of course.
Who's going to be there?
I gather the numbers are quite a bit down this year.
People just can't spare the time.
I think Mike will be there, possibly Neil, maybe Eddie.
Oh, Dad, Eddie will be there. Clary says he's working all the hours God sends at the moment.
Oh, won't be the same without Eddie's smiling face. Oh, well, anyway, really must go. Bye, love.
You be careful, Tony.
Yes, of course I will. Bye, Helen.
Bye, Dad. Have a nice time.
He'll be all right.
Why shouldn't he be? Dad goes foxing every year. He knows what he's doing.
I know.
Right, now the designs. I gather according to your customer research...
This design comes out as clear favourite.
You kept a list for the people you asked?
Yes.
Only I need it for when I write this all up for college, working out the demographics and all that. Dad's happy about it.
Absolutely.
Oh, the blue one it is, then. I get the visual back to Trevor and commission full colour artwork. Then bingo, we're in business.
You're right, Tony.
Yes, fine.
Now, all we can do is wait. This is the best bit of cover around here. Not that place he wanted us to go. All right, George, we're here now. I don't know what he thinks he's doing, driving through the wood that way. All right, George.
Well, I have to say, I agree with George.
Why is that, Tony?
Well, I've never met the bloke before, but he's a bit full of himself. When I saw George was out here with the guns, I suggested I might be useful in the wood with his group.
Mm-hmm.
He as good as told me to shut up and go where I was told.
There's no excuse for rudeness. I should think not. Tony here has been foxing for years, haven't you, Tony?
Yeah, well, of course I have.
He's no respect whatever for other people's experience, that bloke.
I'm very sorry, Tony, if you've been insulted.
It's not your fault, Jack.
I know those woods like the back of my hand. I should be in charge of that group.
Now, be fair, George. We have bagged one fox already.
Anybody can have a lucky fluke. Hey, there's one. Look.
What?
Where? Oh, for heaven's sake. Do you see him, Tony?
Yes.
Well, go on then.
Pass me those invoices, will you, Helen?
There you go.
I have to double-check everything at the moment. I suppose I must just be tired.
Shall I go and help Clary on the yoghurts?
I don't know what to do about Tommy's birthday.
I know.
Can you give me any clues?
Oh, I don't get much change out of Tom these days, Mum. You know that.
It's so difficult.
You're telling me.
Well, we've got to a lot of trouble for his party, booking the room, sorting the food, booking a disco, but he doesn't seem remotely interested.
Well, don't you think a disco might have bad associations?
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, well, I expect it'll be all right.
And what on earth are we going to get him for a present? I mean, it's his 18th. We ought to get him something special.
Well, I'm thinking of a gift token.
Oh, Helen, Jennifer's giving him a gift token. We can't all do that.
Oh, well, that's it then. Back to the drawing board. Mum, you know, it doesn't matter what I do. I still can't get through to him. Whenever he sees me coming, he slouches off to see his precious Hayley. It's going to be even worse now she's come to live in the village.
What have you got against Hayley?
Nothing. Well, I know you're fond of her, Mum. And I know what she went through when John died. But there's no getting away from the fact that she's not a member of the family. And maybe you shouldn't keep treating her like one.
Ah, there you are, George. Not a bad day at all.
Well,
come on. 5 foxes bagged. That's a decent result by anybody's standards.
It's all right, I suppose.
Oh, give credit where it's due, George.
Look, given the conditions, someone who knew these woods, or someone who's prepared to take advice from someone who does, could have flushed out more foxes, no question.
Well, you're right about one thing, George. Carl does seem to have put people's backs up a bit.
Oh, he's good at that, all right. Neil wasn't too impressed with him. Said he wouldn't want to work with him again if he could help it.
Yes, that is a bit worrying. Neil's not a man to take offence without good reason.
No, he's not. He just likes to get on with the job, like we all do, Mr. Woolley.
Yeah, well, I think I'd better nip this in the bud. I'll have a word with Carl. Tell him I'm rather concerned about his manner.
Rather concerned? I think you could put it more strongly than that.
Yes, I suppose I should.
I mean, what if he talked to one of your paying customers like that?
No, you're quite right. He could put people right off.
And that means loss of earnings. Grey Gables isn't the only shoot round here, you know.
I do know what it means, George.
Ah, well, I'd think about it if I were you, Mr. Woolley. If Mr. Swift doesn't buck up his ideas, you are going to end up with a nasty incident sooner or later. It wouldn't do your business any good at all.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Your mum's still in the dairy?
Yeah. I want a cup. I've just brewed.
Oh, you know something? I think I will. It's quite sharp out there.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, not bad. Bagged 5.
Only not bad.
Oh, George was a bit disappointed we didn't get more. The conditions were absolutely ideal, as he kept on reminding us. And I have to say, that new keeper of Jack's isn't going to win any medals for charm and diplomacy.
I've heard he's a bit abrasive.
Abrasive? Oh, downright rude, if you ask me. I think Jack might have taken on more problems than he solved by employing that bloke.
There you are, then.
Oh, just the job, thanks.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Of course you can. Ask away.
It's about Mum.
Yes?
Is she, well, all right?
All right? Yeah, I think so. On the whole. Why do you ask?
I don't know. She seems a bit, sort of, disconnected at the moment.
Disconnected?
Not quite on the usual wavelength. Not entirely with us. Do you know what I mean?
Well, of course, she's certainly not 100%.
Around about 65, I'd say.
Why? What's happened?
Well, nothing specific. She just seems a bit, I don't know, vague. Not quite on top of things.
Look, Callan, I don't need to remind you of the anniversary we're coming up to, do I?
No, of course not, but I...
It's hardly surprising, then, is it?
I suppose not.
I think when you consider the circumstances, your mother's coping incredibly well.
Well, as long as you think that, you know her best, Dad.
Ah, should do, shouldn't I? And honestly, as long as we all pull together as a family, I don't think there's all that much to get worried about.
Mm. Well, thanks for talking to me anyway.
Oh, there's no need for that. What a dad's worry.
Oh, hello. Had a good time?
Yeah, smashing.
How's that new gamekeeper of Jack's?
Not so smashing.
Got rather an eye for the women, I've heard.
Well, I'll go back into the dairy and help carry.
Oh, no, there's no need. She's okay.
Oh, no, I'd like to.
Right, you are then, love.
See you later.
Bye. Is that what you'd call a tactful withdrawal?
Yeah, I think perhaps it is.
Helen's very watchful of me just lately. She's worried, isn't she?
She's just showing a perfectly normal daughterly concern.
Rather like Tommy was before Christmas. And you.
Well...
I don't want my children worrying about me, Tony.
Yes, I know, Pat. So, you really are all right, are you?
I'm sort of coping. It's the best I can do.
Yes, I know. You're doing great.
There's a but lurking in there somewhere.
No ifs or buts.
I do find the atmosphere between Helen and Tommy extremely trying.
Well, don't we all?
And I wish Helen wasn't so frosty about Hayley. She practically told me to get rid of her.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't mean it like that.
No, but I do understand how she feels, though. I did depend on Hayley so much at one time when Helen wasn't here. Perhaps I haven't considered Helen's feelings enough.
Well, now she's not going to Zimbabwe for a while, we've got time to put that right.
But I don't want to upset Hayley anymore either. I'm very fond of her.
Oh, we both are.
This is just so difficult.
Yes, I know.
The trouble is, there's one problem we really can't solve. You know it as well as I do. You must do, because you're suffering from it too.
Yes.
I miss him, Tony. I miss John. I miss him like hell.
Hi!
Oh, hello, Hayley.
You all right, Tommy?
No.
So we got our bed the wrong side?
At the moment, I don't think there's a right side.
Don't be like that. It's a beautiful day.
What's beautiful about it?
Two little bits of blue sky up there, look. Oh, come on, Tommy, crack a smile. It may never happen.
It already has, and you know it.
Come on, misery, hand me one of them buckets.
Yeah, all right.
There you go, girls. I can't stay. I'm at Josie's this afternoon, and I want to do some more sorting out at the flat this morning.
All right.
Still got a few boxes to unpack. You don't realise how much you've got until you have to move it.
How's the flat going?
Oh, it's great. I love it. So close to work, and oh, it's lovely having a place of my own again.
I wish.
Feel right at home there already. You know how well I get on with Mrs. A.
You're well in there then.
I just wish they could get a move on with her eyes. She's still got another 2 weeks till she sees the consultant.
Yeah?
You can see her really struggling at times. It isn't fair, you know, the way they treat old people. Anyway, Hawkers are looking well. Eating well, aren't you, girls? All that hard work we've put in, eh?
Not that Mum and Dad care. They're too interested in Helen and her corporate identity.
Listen, I've been thinking. I think we should go ahead anyway.
With the sausages?
Yeah.
You're joking. Not now my whole family have ganged up against us.
Nobody's ganged up, Tommy. They've decided what they want to do, so fine, we can decide too. And once they see how successful it is, they'll be more than happy to let us keep going.
But we couldn't afford to set up on our own. It'd cost a fortune.
Not necessarily. I've been talking to Roy. Mostly his idea, actually. He thinks Mum and Dad have been totally unreasonable, and Helen, obviously. For example, right, he says we don't need a flashy, expensive design for the labels. We can just run up a design on a computer, you know, clip art.
We'd still have to pay for the printing, though, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, a bit, but not a huge amount. Look, I'll meet you at 12:30 in the Bull. I'll buy you a sandwich. We'll talk the whole thing through properly before I shoot off to Josie's.
How's that cow doing now?
Oh, you'll see for yourself in a minute, Dad. Nothing whatever wrong with her, as far as I can tell.
And you think this electric fence is going to do the job?
Should do. Okay, Ruth, you can let them come through now.
Right.
As long as we keep them off the bedding for at least half an hour after milking, hopefully that will eliminate the risk of infection cropping up again.
Yeah. Which is the one that was infected?
That's her. There, look, see?
Now she's back as the rest of the herd. You'd never guess there'd been a problem.
Well, let's just hope there won't be any more trouble of that kind.
Yes, amen to that. I must say, Ruth, I do think you and Bert have done an excellent job on this whole bedding area.
Well, thanks, Phil.
Yeah. Well, credit where it's due.
We'll just have to make sure the soiled straw isn't allowed to build up like that again.
We'll have a good clear out every couple of 3 weeks. That should do it.
That's right, Dad.
As I've often said, economies
do sometimes turn out to be false economies.
Yes, well, it's all about finding the happy medium, isn't it, in the end?
Yes, Dad, you're quite right.
That tap's coming to pick up your car today, isn't he?
Yeah, afraid so. Well, at least I'm getting a decent price for it.
Mm. Will you be saying a fond farewell?
It's just a car, Dad. We're getting from A to B.
Yes, a little more than that to you, I think.
Well, maybe just a little.
David, Ruth, well, you know, this TB business has strained all of us to the absolute limit. And perhaps on occasion I might have said things in the heat of the moment.
It's all right, so have we.
No need to apologise.
Well, we shall soon know what's in store for us on the TB front.
One way or the other.
Mm, quite.
Well, whatever happens, we'll weather it, Dad.
But it's the uncertainty that grinds you down more than anything.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll have a look at the young stock in the sacrifice pasture.
I'll come and help you with hauling the silage in a bit.
Oh, thanks.
And I said I'd pick up Josh from Jill and take him to the doctor's. I'm a bit worried about that cough.
Yes, I think you're very wise not to take chances.
Well, we thought we better hadn't.
I wonder what the new chap will be like.
You can't say I ever warmed to Dr. Evans, exactly.
Well, he's been very efficient.
Maybe people want more than just efficiency from their GP.
Yeah, well, at least we're keeping a surgery in the village.
I think Susan's very relieved.
Yeah. Much easier just to pop in there rather than have to go to Borchester or somewhere.
True enough, especially when you're busy.
Yes. Well, I know how hard you work, Ruth, being a mother and a farmer. Can't be easy.
No, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right then.
I'll double-check the fence, then I'll follow you over.
Yeah, right you are.
Don't go making any expensive economies, Dad.
David?
Sorry, what did you say?
No, nothing.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, Neil, you smell a bit ripe.
Ah, thanks very much, Mike.
You'll stand upwind if you don't mind.
Eddie Grundy's quality farmyard manure. Best you'll find in Borsetshire, according to Eddie.
Oh, Sid got you doing his gardening, then?
No. Eddie dumped the stuff in the car park last week.
Yeah, I know. Could hardly miss it.
Sid said he wouldn't pay up unless Eddie put it on the garden.
So why ain't Eddie doing this, then?
Because he's earning proper money doing hedging up at home farm.
Oh, right.
So here I am, spreading his muck over Sid and Cathy's roses.
You ain't doing it for nothing.
You must be joking.
Go on, how much?
Not a lot.
Go on.
A tenner.
What, an hour?
For the whole job.
Oh, blimey. Eddie certainly saw you coming.
Well, it's all right for you, Mike. I can't afford to be so choosy. A tenner's a tenner, after all said and done.
Hi, Mike, I'm here.
Oh, hello, Ailey.
Oh.
I recognise that smell. It's the same as that pile of stuff at Nightingale Farm. Eddie just dumped it down any old way.
Just like he did here.
Mrs. A really needs someone to spread it round. It's a bit heavy for her.
Looks like another business opportunity, Neil.
Well, perhaps I could pop up there after I've finished this.
I'm sure she'd make it worth your while.
You get plenty of cups of tea.
Cake too, probably.
Yeah, I suppose. Oof. You all settled in now, Hayley?
Certainly am. Just finished the last of me unpacking. I'll say I'm ready for a drink now.
Oh, you ain't the only one. Come on, Neil, let's have a pint inside.
No, I can't afford a pint. Not till you pay me some money, anyway. Oh,
come on, I'll buy you one.
No, I'm a bit smelly.
Well, I spent an hour this morning stopping around with the pigs, which I suppose aren't exactly fragrant.
Oh, well, if you're going...
You meeting someone, Hayley?
Yep, Tommy. We're having a strategy meeting. Sandwiches and orange juice. Cheers.
Cheers. I've been thinking up names for the sausages. Country Fair, how about that?
Sounds like a tinned rice pudding. Who wants something more local?
Borsetshire bangers?
Oh, please.
It's local.
No, we need to make an advantage out of being a small-scale, local produce, farmers, market sort of thing.
Ambridge sausages.
Oh, yeah, Ambridge is good. But we need something that says organic.
Organic?
That's right.
Well, organic says organic.
Ambridge organic sausages. I mean, it's not quite there, really, is it? But would you run it up a flagpole and expect people to salute?
What are you talking about?
Roy lent me a book from college about marketing.
Originals. Organic originals.
Oh, well, there, now you're using your head. Start again. Go on, what have we got?
How do you mean?
I'll put all those names together.
Ambridge organic original. No, original organic sausages.
Yes. We could call them Ambridge Originals, for short. Cracked it. The full name for the labels and the short one for the adverts. And we get round to adverts. Brilliant, Tommy.
Think nothing of it.
I haven't seen a penny yet, Mike.
Well, you know they keep paying me by cheque, Neil. And they're trying to get to the bank this week.
Too busy doing the ploughing up at home farm.
Yeah.
It was bad enough doing all the logging on my own without having to deliver it all by myself as well.
I said I'm sorry. I'll bring you the money round after the weekend.
After the weekend?
Look, I've got to get back to Home Farm this afternoon. Otherwise, I'd go to the bank for you, honest.
You promised, Mike. You said by the end of the week.
I'll tell you what. I'll pay you when I've got the cash from my milk round customers.
When's that going to be?
Tomorrow. Sunday at the latest.
Susan ain't gonna be pleased. She probably wants to go shopping tomorrow.
She's got her wages, hasn't she?
Now, that's not the point. How would Betty feel if you weren't putting money on the table, eh? How would you feel?
Look, I promise you, Neil, as soon as I've done my books, I'll bring the cash round here. Well, I can't say fairer than that, can I? Now, you're going to drink that pint or shall I have it?
Of course, we do need to raise some capital.
I said that.
Not a huge amount, though. About 500 quid is what I reckon.
Only 500 quid? Mm. Well, what about the vacuum packer?
Well, I can pack them by hand if we have to. So it's mainly labels, bags and a butcher's money. Yeah, I reckon 500 quid will cover it.
Hayley, I've got an idea.
Go on.
Why don't we ask Gran?
Yes. She helped John before, didn't she? She gave us that money for Eric. Oh, if only we can convince her, it's a good proposition.
Well, she loved the samples we gave her. I reckon she'll go for it.
There, you see? I told you. We can really do it, Tommy.
There she goes. I shall miss that car.
She was always a bit too big and bulky.
You're right, I suppose.
More brain sort of car, really.
If you say so.
Cheer up. Tell you what, why don't I cook us something special tonight?
Yeah, okay.
We can even stretch to a bottle of red.
I thought we were supposed to be economising.
On offer, £1.99 at the cheap old supermarket.
Oh, you mean their special Cabernet paint stripper?
Come on, it's not that bad.
Ooh, sounds great.
David! Ruth!
Hi, Dad.
I've got some good news.
Well, we could do with some of that.
Oh, problems?
No, just say goodbye to the car.
Oh, well, I've just had the MAF vet on the phone, making the final arrangements for the TB test next week.
Well, we knew that was coming, Dad. It's hardly good news.
No, wait a minute. I haven't finished. He particularly wanted us to know about the lab results on the samples from the reactors.
The ones that were tested before Christmas?
Yes, that's right.
So?
The samples have failed to confirm bovine TB.
Failed to confirm?
I got him to say it twice, and I wrote it down to be absolutely sure I got it right.
What, in any of them?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
They were clear. No TB.
That could mean...
It means we're in the clear.
Oh, well, steady on. There's still a small chance that we might not
but
be.
A pretty good chance that we are.
Yeah, let's not get too excited. We're not out of the woods yet.
The Archers was written by Christopher Horse, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.